Yes, they are. Correct, and that's... Yeah, because if, it's like they've always said, if we go buy two shovels, we're over $50.
You can. That's a great example, and I'm not trying to pick on anybody, but there was the city of utility, had some utility work done last week, and come to find out, and they dug the hole, there was a hole in an irrigation line come off, and it had to be fixed. And it was a bit of an emergency. What I spent on repairs, this guy that probably could have went to town and bought that stuff to hurt and fix it, without coming to get permission.
Well, that's a little different.
That was an emergency, so that was...
But I'm still saying, it's the same thing.
Oh, crap. Do that, because that, like, water leaks, sewer stuff.
But then it costs you money. I gotta go down and buy this stuff. Oh, well, hurry, that's an emergency, and they're like, oh shit, it's $80 to fix this problem. What do I do? We gotta fix it now. And I can't get the mayor to answer the phone to explain an emergency to get the permission to go.
Most of the time I do that to my phone.
Yeah, so we still want to verbalize about the good.
I think it's important to have the accountability there for sure. But I just think $150 is like...
And the purpose...
Too much.
The purpose of this isn't to tie people's hands and prevent them to do their work.
Right.
I would be fine with even $250 as long as it can be accounted for after the fact.
That's more what I mean.
And it's, I mean, these people are supposed to be accountable to their budget anyway, and hopefully they're checking budgets enough, frequently enough, that they are aware of where they're at. And I would even appreciate more frequent budget check-ins with the council if needed. And that's a whole horse of a different color and a different story, but we need to allow people to do their jobs, but they have to be able to account for what they're doing.
Yeah, and they need to turn them receipts in and write down, hey, this is where it comes from. And the department heads, you know, aware of somebody, you know, that was one of staff, spent money in there, they need, department heads need to know and keep track of what's going on.
You can get in the habit of taking a picture of your receipt and filing it in your Google Drive or something. But that's all for me.
Okay. Any further discussion?
And this is just discussion tonight,
yes.
Correct?
Well, later on it will be a week or a
day.
We don't go out.
No, not tonight. It's just the agenda. It is to go further.
Okay.
Has to be.
But wait.
Okay, Steve will have to help.
But wait, I do have one more. I just realized.
Okay.
It says the city recorder is doing all this stuff. Shouldn't it be the treasurer? Is the treasurer over the money or the recorder?
The city treasurer. And that's...
Wait.
Probably be changing in the future.
You said that... What did you just say?
The treasurer is over the money.
Over finances. Okay, that's
yes.
What I thought. So if at any point we're going to update that, we need to make sure we...
Correct.
Check out those words.
I know it's that treasurer. I thought it was a little strange.
Correct.
Okay, that was all I had for real this time.
Just a second, I'm writing down a note. Do we have,
can I add quick to that?
Yes.
Does council want to give a number that we can, we agree on a number tonight so that they can start working on a limit?
No, we can't.
Or we need to wait.
We need to wait to vote on it.
Well, no, but we can discuss a number.
You can discuss a number to work with, but it's not like you can say, okay, let's do this because it's not on for a vote.
No, it's not like we're not.
In my mind, whoever did this, I thought $150, you can get quite a bit of stuff done. Maybe that's still a little bit restrictive, but I felt like that should be like...
I agree with Charles,
$250.
I want these people to be able to do their job. I trust them that they can manage their budget. I think $250 is realistic.
And you want to keep the $1,000 to come to council?
Yes, for now.
Okay, that gives them some direction to start writing some.
But until it's passed, it's still $50.
Yeah,
just so those lawyers that you know.
Right, yeah.
So.
And that just gives some direction to get started.
Correct.
So that they have something to present to us in their own.
All right, GIS. Did you want to talk about that, Jeanette? Or Cassie?
The GIS is not something that I want to talk about.
Okay. So the GIS system, we have a GIS system to mark meters and everything else, and we've been working with Todd a little bit, but we seem to have quite a few projects going on in Garland with the library stairs, the library ramp now, West Factory, the sidewalk that, on 1400 South, and so hopefully within the next month we can get started on that so that we know, and especially what we're doing West Factory right now, I think all of that needs to be GIS'd now, not later.
But you're planning on doing like water meter, water valves,
fire hydrants, sewer, storm drains, everything.
So this is GIS map for the entire city?
Yes.
Make a new one?
We've never had one, it's just all on maps and stuff. When they have a water leak, they come up here and they try and go through all these maps to figure out, okay, what one turns this off on this street, and what one turns, and it's...
I know another entity that's involved in Berlin and Tremont currently doing the same thing. They retained an engineering firm and come up with the funding to do the same thing for them, because then you just bring it up, you got it.
Even streets, we can put West Factory done in 2024, and then we know when it needs to be overlaid or chipped or whatever. So...
Seems like it's easy, but it'll take you a while to get 10
volts. There's a lot of places to work.
So, but yeah, I mean, you've got to start somewhere. So, right now, I mean, it's just a bit longer, but now that it's time to move present.
Yeah, but imagine to mark there, improves our ISO rating as well, so. Plus, we can use it on our apps.
Okay. So, Cassie, Jeanette. So Steve, have you got your part? Have you filled out the fire department part?
I just found out a couple weeks ago, but no, I haven't.
Because we've talked about that in projects meeting before.
But I will work on that.
Okay, can I ask what that name Cassie is?
Todd.
City Infrastructure, I can't remember. It's one Google Cassie. If you Google Boxer and Cassie, it'll show. And so there's several departments that are involved in that, from the police,
police, fire, streets, public works, city, with what we've got.
All the departments throughout the city, and then some, power, gas, few other departments.
We don't have power and fuel.
Kathy said we need to want these costs and stuff, so then you have to prepare, basically preparing a capital facilities plan. And so I got to get it with Skyler, like projects that are in the future, 5 year, 10 year, 20 year, so it serves as a plan, a structure for the city. Nobody may not go in that order. You do it 0 to 5 year, 5 to 10 year, and you list a bunch of things that need to be completed. But water lines need to be improved, the pump house, I don't believe it needs code. Those things need to be upgraded, possibly pumps being repaired and getting funding for those things. Water lines that are less than 8 inch in diameter. I know the city in the past has done CDBG grants to get those funds to help improve the underground infrastructure for water lines. I know the sewer was done back in 2017, 2018 with some lining, but the lining job was completed, it was pretty poor. We've gone through all the videos, and some of the fixes have not done the best repairs. So we'll put those on the project list as well.
Capital asset self-inventory.
There you go.
Okay, so we did start this already. This has been started, right? Because I collected information from the police department.
Did you fill it out in a
spreadsheet?
Spreadsheet?
Yeah. So who's overseeing this? Like, who's in charge of this? Is that you, or do we not have anybody in charge of this?
Part of the problem is, too, is, Jeanette, I feel like Margie is comparing us to other cities. Other cities have the resources that they probably could take it to Public Works and it could get done in 2 hours. They could probably take it to the city recorder and it would be done in 2 hours. They could probably take it to the fire department and it would be done in 2 hours. But we don't have the resources these bigger cities do, so that's why ours is taking a little bit longer, because a CASI theoretically cannot be done in 2 hours.
No.
I think it just has been dropped. We haven't been working on it, I think is the reality.
So we need to have some direction from the departments as far as, like, Scott just came on board just recently. He doesn't know what the weaknesses of the city are as far as its infrastructure. And so if he doesn't know where the water lines are failing or whether they've been replaced or upgraded, I don't believe you have any concrete line water lines. Those are the ones that you want to replace at first, but if there are, those ones should be on the top list because they're weak. But until the city public works director gets more involved and see them where the issues are with the sewer, water, storm drain, and those are developed. I know that Skyler has several projects that he has in his mind that he wants to have done, and so we're going to need to put those together. And then you take those projects, and then you got to break it down and see what needs to be done on each one of those to get a cost. I mean, we could read something and throw numbers at it, but you'll get hundreds of thousands and up to millions of dollars without a problem in no time at all with these projects. If they're smaller ones, then we can upgrade them and make them simpler for the city to be able to get the funds that they need or to go in that direction. You don't want to do a bunch of road resurfacing projects if your water lines or storm drain or your sewer lines need to be replaced within the next 5 to 10 years. Residents, we have this a lot where residents look at them as putting a brand new road, and they're like, well, that road's, there's no problem. They put a new surface on it. It just got to be done. Like Factory Street, within a year, we need to seal it. We need to seal it. Year, year and a half. We go spend another $50,000 to $100,000 to seal that. Everyone's like, well, what about our street that looks like crap and it's awful? What is it, 1300 South of Olmsted? I mean, that street's destroyed. It needs to be resurfaced, but you can put some lipstick on it, basically. get the water line and the sewer and the storm drain replaced down there, I think that's another $200,000 at least, just to do those utilities and replace those. And then you can come back and resurface it, knowing that's going to be good for another 10 to 20 years.
So, question. Maybe, obviously we're not going to resolve this tonight, and it's not going to be filled out at the end of the night. Do we need to have just a CASI meeting that Jeanette can go to, that we can talk this through and kind of timeline things out so she knows what she's looking at? Or do we have like a rough timeline, like we can have 6 months? Or?
I did ask Todd to have this stuff by September 30th because I had it at August 30th and then things fell through, but we've got to have it by the 30th or we're going to have to.
Is that realistic? That's what your plan is?
I put those numbers together that they did really rough.
Okay.
And some projects together with Skyler and you'll accept that low cost.
Okay.
We'll just start it.
Perfect.
But we can refine it and we move forward.
Cities, all cities have capital facility plans that are 5, 10, 20, 30 year plans. And then they just take that road into the gas instead. We don't have it. Those things take a lot of time and a lot of resources to put together correctly. But we'll work on it. It's just a matter of getting together and sitting down and put some numbers. And if there's problems that other people know that need storm drain or sewer, water lines, so.
Yeah, if there's anything from the police department that you need, let me know and I can liaison that for you.
You clear down the police tab?
If you need, yeah. If you need me to click on the police tab and look at it, I will.
Okay.
No, but if you need more information from them, I'm happy to take care of that so you don't have to get into it if you want.
Okay. So we've built out quite a bit of stuff already on the infrastructure with water, sewer, storm drain. We've got all the bridges of all the water lines, sewer, storm drain throughout the city with the dimensions as far as what diameter they are. And so those are already in there under the assets part of the, each one of those tabs. And now it's that's just the entire city, not a certain street we need to do a water line project on. So.
Thank you, Tom.
Anything else from the council? Okay, we will adjourn from work session.